Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord just put something on my heart. He is simple, too. Never underestimate what God can do in you. The Lord our God is mighty in His power. We always hear about how strong He is and how mighty He is, and how wonderful His ways are, how wise He is. But He has to be big in our eyes. We have to believe. It's our job to believe that He does what His Word says He does. And when we recognize the Word of God and for what it is and believe it by our faith, then the Lord can work through us. But never underestimate the power of what He can do in your life. Sometimes people expect, they always, when they think of God doing a work in them, they want it to be a work that everybody can see, a bit something big and huge and powerful. But it's easy to miss the point if your focus is not on Him. If you look at Him, it's easy for you to believe what He can do in your life. But never underestimate what He can do. Always just enjoy His presence, learn from Him, and operate according to the Holy Spirit. Obey Him. Obey the guidance. Do what He say do in love. And the more you love, the more you're going to live. And the more you're going to understand. And the more you'll be able to receive. But never underestimate the handiwork of God. Unless the Lord show you here, only in heaven will you see the results of what you've done. People don't realize it, but just a family that walks in love and go to church, when neighbors see a family going to church, they get up early and they dress up and go to church and they do things right. Their children do what they're supposed to. That's ministry all alone, all by itself. But, you know, most time men, you know, people like to see a work where they go and many people come and listen and are blessed and miracles happen. You don't always get to see the full result of what you've done. Even the works that impress men, that's only partial. If the Lord have you to do a radio ministry or a TV ministry or website ministry, pass out literature, when you give it away, whatever you do, that word goes, whoever believes that word, God's going to work in their life. He had me to pass out those papers, the living letters that I would write. And they would usually be one page, two at the most, back in the late 80s, in the early 90s, when I started doing the Living Letter Ministries. 91 was the first. I started writing Living Letters in 1991. The first one was coming to life. And when I passed them out, I made hundreds of copies and passed them out. Well, people have told me that they were cleaning up and they found one and read it and it blessed them currently. And one of my friends said, I found something you wrote from time to time and it blessed me all over again. It's because the thoughts came from the heart of God. And God can cause, He know when you're going to lose the paper, when you're going to find it, what's going to be going in your life when you find it. The Lord can calculate all that and say what you need right then. Only the Holy Spirit can do such a thing. That's why we need to yield to Him. Never stereotype God. A stereotype begins off hearsay. What people think. You know, races have been stereotyped. And the enemy always show people the worst. He'll use somebody that did something just outright crazy, foolish, or evil. And then he'll slowly tell people, well, all of them think that way. And whenever somebody in that particular race do something that's offensive, the temptation comes that all of them are that way. That's just how they feel about you. And that's not true. And then he does God the same way. Some Christians think God is the one that wants to get you. If you sin, he's going to get you. And that's not true. Sin will hurt you. And if people don't repent, he'll have to judge them. But his love never changed. He would rather save you than you die in your sin. He doesn't want you to be disconnected in death or life. He died so that you could have a thriving relationship with him. He died so that you can receive greater things. And ultimately a relationship with him where you talk to him and get to know him personally. The Lord wants to get to know you personally. Now, there are mega churches where the pastor, you may not even ever meet the pastor. The church is so huge. He may get to pray for you. He'll teach you. He'll bless you. But he may not ever get to know your name. Ever. In this life. Because the church is so big. As soon as they get through preaching to so many people, they leave before the church is dismissed. Because they want to be fair to everybody. They don't want to just talk to a few people and leave. But God is not like that. God is able to spend quality time with all of his people. Because he's a spirit, and by the Holy Spirit he can. And he desires to. He longs to. He wants to talk to you and teach you his word. He's not too busy for you. The Holy Spirit can guide you into all truth. And the Father loves us. One day you might even see Jesus. He appeared to me before. He appeared to Kenneth Hagin 3 times. And he appears to Muslims. Get them out of their sin. When the gospel can't get to them. So, what we have to, we serve a God who is alive. And he has good things to say. And he wants to talk to you and me. He wants us to do the greater works because he cares about us. He looks forward to talking to you, and he looks forward to talking to me. He wants you to know him. And he knows you. He knows who you are. Even though he knows all about you and all of he still wants to talk to you. So never underestimate what he can do in your life. How he can bless you even more. How he can take you further. And what will happen when you yield to him. Every time we yield to the Lord, we understand things in greater ways. Because he's good like that. I'm telling you, he can tell you something new that you never thought of, concepts you would love and appreciate every day forever. And you have to, when you get to know somebody, you have to learn to see them for who they are.
you have to learn to appreciate them for who they are. You know, you have to find out what makes them tick.
What they like.
What they hate. What they care about. Because that's how people are. And the more comfortable they feel around you, the more they'll open up and be themselves. Some people hold back because they're afraid that they won't be accepted. If a person knew that, you know, let's say you like to, I don't know, you like to write plays. And you might feel, you know, your spouse may feel like that's silly. But if they talk to you long enough and they know, and you know that they care about you, when you tell them about things that you love to do, they're going to be supportive. Or they'll be more apt to be supportive when they realize how important it is. Now, how much more does God look to us with kindness? He cares about us deeply, on deep levels. He wants us to know Him. He wants us to understand what is going on. And He's able to do great works in our lives. And it doesn't matter if people consider it big or small. Whatever God do in your life, it is necessary. And remember, with God, He don't think like men. Men look for size and great measures. But one sheep, God will spend time for one sheep. And in ministry, He may use you to minister to one person to get them on track, to spend enough time with them to get them on track so that they are healed in life. And whenever you're faithful, the door is open to do greater things. When we really love each other and love and walk in love, the love of God, and we value that more than things that are temporal, we see God in greater ways. Ministry is going to be ministry. People are going to be people, but we can help them if we look to Him. When your regard is towards the Lord, when you're looking at Him, when you're seeking Him, when you value His word and what He says, then you can, you ministry will be easy. He'll prepare you for what to say and what to, how to encourage people. Sometimes, you know, the call of God may just have you to be a listener, to show interest in people, genuine interest in people. And at the right time, He'll give you the perfect thing to say to help people out. When people know you care about them, it makes the difference. When your love is unfeigned, it makes the difference. It's just awesome what God can do. And the Lord can teach you things. He can share with you what He's done, open doors for you and bless you and keep you going forward. But don't let God be small in your eyes. And don't try to relate to Him through the stereotype. Relate to Him according to His word. See, the word of God is the true representation of who He is. Yesterday's broadcast, the Lord had me talking about how I used to read and I watched how David related to God and how he would solve problems. When men would pray and ask him what to do or what should be done, prophets like Ezekiel and Jeremiah and Isaiah, Hosea, he would tell them things to do and it would solve problems. But I cherish the most when men would ask God questions and He would answer them. Whatever their concern was, you can see the dialogue of God. And the prophet Jonah, he didn't want his enemies to be saved. He was hoping that they wouldn't be saved. And God did miracles to get him to the people on time, because the laws of sowing and reaping, because of the laws of sowing and reaping, the Lord was going to have to act promptly. And he sent Jonah in time to be there where he was supposed to be. And Jonah tried to leave. And he prepared a fish to take him back to shore. There's no fish in the world that can do what that fish did. But God, the word says that God prepared a fish to take Jonah back to land. And that's what happened. God changed the DNA of that fish and made him bigger and to take Jonah back to land so he could not wipe out a country. See, God can't stop the laws of sowing and reaping that you do. When people fill up their sins, they got to be judged. And the Ninevites had filled up their sins. And they were going to have to be destroyed, just like Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Lord didn't, if they would repent, then he wouldn't have to do that. Now, Abraham and Lot tried to intercede for the people, especially Abraham. But Jonah wanted them dead. He was upset with them. And you see the heart of God in that story, which really happened. Now, God loves his people. He don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we need to know him according to the word, not what our enemy said that he is, and not what people have said that he is. Because sometimes people are just wrong. And sometimes they're not thorough in their appraisal of God. The way that they say God is sometimes he's much greater than how he's portrayed among men. If you go out and ask a dozen people, what is God like? You may get a dozen. You may get 24 answers. You may get a dozen different answers. Because people don't know him like they could know him. But in those who are washed in his blood, you have a reference of his love. And even with that, it's not a full understanding. But the word of God describes him. And when he speaks, you'll know it. When the Lord feels a certain way, you can tell that too. Now, one time I got in fear, and I knew the Lord didn't like it. It grieved him. I could tell it grieved him. I could sense it. And sometimes I obey him, and I can tell that he's pleased. And sometimes I did things that he said do, and I thought it would be different, and I felt bad because it didn't happen the way I thought, and I thought I didn't do it right. And the Lord would encourage me, you did what I said do. It worked. He said, every time you do as I say, it does something. And I said, but Lord, I didn't see anything. He said, but I did. The only way we get to know him is talking, is dialoguing, praying. See, prayer goes two ways. Pray and listen. And don't underestimate what God can do. It's probably impossible to overestimate what God can do. But what the things that God does do, it's important, all of it. Because God is wise. He's holy. He won't do anybody wrong. And he's loving. He cares about us when we don't even care about our own self. He cares about your future more than you do. And sometimes you care about other people's future more than they do. Because when you tell people about heaven so that they can go live forever, they don't value it. Because there's nothing in this world that could cause them to expect something better than this. They're surrounded by all forms of selfishness and foolishness and sometimes hatred. And even the best things in life, they may think it's out of reach. And then they think God controls who gets rich and who stays poor. But that's none of that. You would know the truth unless you take him at his word. And the truth is that God loves his people. And he made provisions so that we can enjoy a very thriving life. An abundant life. A very abundant life. And God cares about every portion of our lives. He wants us to go forward and not backwards. He's very generous. Brother Ray likes to say he's extravagantly generous. And he is. He gives you great life and great abundant life. And every instruction he gives you to do will bless you many times over. And you're going to see the handiwork of God working in your life. You're going to see him working in you, helping you understand things. And when you talk about it, people are going to, they're going to look at you differently. They're going to want to know, how did you know that? And it was the Lord to help you see it. God loves us. And his love is very generous towards us. And he cares about us in every way. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord our God is not. He will continue to mightily move in your life and bless you in every way there is. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you truly. And Jesus is our Lord.